Another day, another dollar, maybe a buck and a half. We'll see how it works out, see which side of the street we can pick up the coins on. Richie always says, when I see the shiny penny, no matter where it is, I go for it.
Look out.
It might be on the other side of the street. We have an all-boys club again today. Unless, did you find Roberta? I'm not sure where the heck.
She's lurking somewhere on the northeast coast. We have yet to find her.
Ah, okay. I think she's down in Newport.
I didn't say we were looking very hard.
No, well, can't ever see what happens.
It was her birthday, so...
Yeah, right, exactly. And she'll take a week or two, whatever she can get away with. So anyway, it's the boys' club today. Roberta and Jennifer are not around. Jennifer is back from her cruise with listeners, whoever she went with. Is she back on Thursday here Friday, is that right?
She's back in L.A. on Thursday, back here on Friday, correct.
All right, let's find out the latest with some of the things, the important stories, the things that will be good conversation, maybe a news nugget here, there. Although, I think all of the conversations that we have are based on some kind of news. The president says he's upset about a new report that shows that the IRS spent $50 million on employee conferences over the last 3 years. That's good management.
Wow.
He doesn't know. The White House says, how many people are aware of this? Says the president is, quote unquote, concerned about the IRS spending $50 million on conferences. He doesn't think that conduct is appropriate. Genius! Wow! That was Jay Carney who said that during a briefing with the reporters. He argued that Obama is generally committed to reining in federal spending on conferences and travel. Really? Wasn't there another great example of this? Remember, where some department was abusing the hell out of the
GSA.
That's it.
Yeah,
GSA.
The $60,000 video or something.
Yeah, right. That was another IRS thing. That was at one of these conferences. They made that video at one of these conferences.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I remember the IRS being involved in that.
Yep, right. So, anyway, it just kind of galls you when you think about all of the work that we do and how much it takes to pay our taxes, and then this kind of stuff happens. Really, really annoying. On the gossip front, Richie.
Yes.
And Kenny. Brad Pitt tells Extra that he and Angelina Jolie did not keep her recent mastectomy from their children. We have a policy, no secrets. I mean, there's an age of understanding, so you got to present it in a way that's appropriate.
Right.
Now, that brings me around. Most everybody who knows our story here on the program knows that you have been out for about 10 days. What is today? Tuesday. So you were gone all last week.
Right.
And you have a medical thing. We had you on the program a couple of times. You knew that we were all concerned about you. So you can tell us as much as you'd like us to know about the experience and also what you told, thinking what Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie said about her operation. What did you your children know about what was going on with you?
Well, it started out as what they thought was an infection, and then now we know it's some kind of, you know, malignancy. Yeah. So it's just a matter of finding out what kind it is. With the kids, you just, you know, you tell them, but you don't want to scare them. So right. You just say, hey, listen, there's some kind of infection going on. They're looking at it right now. They've got a handle on this part of it and that part of it. And we'll see, you know, what they say next week. And you just have to take some medicine. You know, do you tell them, hey, Daddy's got cancer? No, you don't.
Well, do you think that's what you have?
It's going there. Lymphoma.
Mm-hmm.
So
lymphoma is very manageable.
Yes.
Yeah.
So from what I understand.
Yeah. Right.
So you know, so it, I don't want to tell them anything until I know everything.
Mm.
Then once I know everything, because as you learn more, you come to grips with it more and you are able to manage it better yourself, then you are able to present it better to them.
So in terms of your family,
mm-hmm,
and your friends, of which, mm-hmm, I consider myself one,
yes,
you
definitely
and I talk most every day.
Yeah.
Where is your head right now?
Good.
Good.
First couple days shakes you.
Well, you sounded very uncomfortable the first time I talked to you.
It's the unknown. Yeah. It's just, no matter what it is, mm-hmm, when you don't know, that's the scarier part,
yep,
than knowing.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get there and you kind of like, you have all these wild things running through your head. And
yep,
you're thinking, oh my goodness, you know, what's going to happen?
So how did you deal with all that stuff, that rumbling in your head?
You obsess.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you obsess, you go, listen, I feel great.
Did you talk to anybody about it?
I feel fine. My wife and friends and, you know, parents, or my mom anyway. Uh-huh. Well, I didn't want to scare my mom too much either, so, you know, kind of, you know, manage that too. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, you do, and you kind of work it out in your own head. You kind of say to yourself, I feel good. If you looked at me right now, you wouldn't think I had a cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel good. Yep. I'm getting a little tired, but I feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So that being known to me, I feel good. There can't be anything that, you know, that bad at this point. They're seeing these things, but I don't feel them yet.
Yeah.
Meaning that whatever it is, we're on the front end of it, and we should be able to catch it and kill it.
Yeah. All right. There are a lot of things, you know how I am with my spiritual stuff, and, excuse me, you can go into a lot of places, and your head can go in either direction.
Yeah,
and so I commend you. The natural thing is to have fears. I'm going to send you a lot of stuff about fear-based thinking. You know that's my thing. We get ourselves.
Yeah, but you know me well enough not to. I don't load it up. I don't let fear control me any which no way no.
Well, some of the things that happen to us when we're wrapped up in fear are things that we are instinctively not aware of.
Mm.
And so that, and I think that happens in so many different ways. So many different actions and reactions come from being afraid. And you can name, you know, any number of things, whether it's a health thing, whether it's a relationship thing, whether it's work, all of those, the things that you have had with you all your life, and maybe even if you believe in past lives, all of that stuff bundles up together, and unless you deal with it, man.
No, there's no doubt. Hey, listen, some of my toughness comes as a defense mechanism.
Right.
And that's fine. I'm glad I have it.
Yeah.
All right. I can use it.
One of the other male things that Richie is known for is enjoying a good beer. You'll be interested to know that going back on this date, 1974, the Cleveland Indians. Hello. There it is. Cleveland Indians. Not the Redskins. But the Indians had started something that the PR people thought was brilliant. 10-cent beer night.
Oh.
They thought that this would bring out the fans and help the Indians that were really in a bad place in 1974.
Just a bit outside.
Nobody cared to watch them. The promotion was a complete disaster. A lot of dime brew sold at Municipal Stadium. There was soon plenty of drunken, surly, unruly fans. The Indians had to forfeit the game to the Texas Rangers. 60,000 fans.
Yeah, I love it.
Frolic, merriment, throwing beer down onto the stadium, the beer cans, the beer bottles, the cups, everything ended up on the stadium. And so the official said, game called, you lose. So that didn't happen again.
It reminds me of the old Memorial Stadium where the Orioles used to play when it was in the blue-collar neighborhood of Baltimore. And that was a rough place, man.
Yeah, I remember that, as a matter of fact, when I was working in Baltimore.
And, by the way, nickel beer night at the stadium doesn't work really well with free bat night.
No!
Oh, no.
How about this, Richie? Since you've been gone, more developments in the Redskins ruling. The court held
no development
that the NCAA was within its rights to ban the University of North Dakota from using the Fighting Sioux name, logo, and imagery in events, a move that eventually led to a ban on the name as far as the school is concerned. Now we have the use of Redskins. The FCC says it's looking at broadcasters not being able to use the term on the air.
I mean, oh, brother.
You didn't hear this, Kenny, yet? Yeah.
No.
You know what? The Fighting Sioux, tell me where that's a derogatory term and whether the Sioux Indians...
Well, the Sioux tribes, there were two tribes...
Were they against it?
In North Dakota, a couple of Sioux tribes, and they're the ones that made all of the noise.
Mm.
So, here's another one. The Spirit Lake tribe voted... against the, let's see, this is in Utah, I think. Why they have a team, one of the high school teams, called the Spirit Lakes. Or the Spirits. I'm sorry, they're called the Spirits. And they think that this is over the top. But this is, the whole thing is over the top. Weren't their names, they used to be Blackskins, right? Weren't there, was there a team called the Blackskins?
No. I'm trying to remember back in the Negro League whether there were any derogatory names. I can't remember.
I hope so.
No.
Did I just say that?
That I can't remember.
No, I just said what I was thinking myself. All right, anyway, the television report coming up in the next half hour. We'll have the latest from the discussion side of the Michael Douglas illness, which is kind of, I don't know, you got to be careful on how you handle that. And so we have that, plus the other items, many other items that are considered the news of the day.
Wow.
Here on Good Day, 18 after the hour.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. Wow. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
The,
you too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is eHarmony founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. We know that not everyone is hoping to get married. So if you're looking for a fun, rewarding dating life, eHarmony.com could be perfect for you. We'll bring you people that share your passions and are truly compatible with you. Think how much you'll enjoy life when you have people of quality to date. Visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Richie, from the How of Happiness.
Yes.
The suggestion is to write down your thoughts, consider ways to reinterpret situations. In the process, ask yourself questions about what's going on in your life. What does this experience mean? Can anything good come from it?
That's a great question for me right now.
Yeah.
Everybody gets thrown curveballs, and curveballs are thrown to hit.
Yep. There you go. Hit it out of the park.
Smack that puppy right out of the park.
That's what we want you to hit it out of the park. 21 after on Doug's Good Day.
A natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Manager has decided last week to end a temporary name change at the Spokane Veterans Memorial Arena. Employees have confirmed that the Bon Jovi Arena promotion ended after only one day. Story from today's list of important stories at DougStephan.com, or interesting stories anyway. The manager said they would temporarily call this the Bon Jovi Arena to promote the concert. Bon Jovi's coming to this Veterans Memorial Arena sometime in the early fall. Some veterans and military supporters were upset over the sign hanging outside of the arena proclaiming the facility temporarily called Bon Jovi Arena. Let's see, this is the performance is actually October 6th. The comments from people in the newspapers on some of the talk radio programs there were not complimentary. But the manager said they thought this was a big deal to have Bon Jovi coming to Spokane. It was a lot of work to get him here, said the general manager. It's a big touring production, and normally it only hits the major markets, and Spokane is not a major market, so this is a major deal. Why would Bon Jovi go to Spokane?
I don't know. That's a good question. I guess they could sell enough tickets.
I think on this tour they're trying to go to places they hadn't been to before.
Makes good sense.
A lot of the smaller cities and venues.
Yeah. Part of the concern a lot of people had was the fact that the words Veterans Memorial did not appear on this new banner. They covered it all up. And so one of the people, it was the general manager, Matt Gibson, one of the people quoted here, says it's because once you get a name that's 16 syllables long, it's a bit hard to market that as something other than what it's intended for. In this case, Bon Jovi Arena was something meant to highlight the event itself, not necessarily the venue. So this is one of those things.
Lighten up.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Come on, folks.
I mean, it's just a one-time
thing. Because last week was Memorial Day, though. Did that add to the concern?
As a kid.
You think it might?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you feel strongly about it one way or another.
But I mean, it's still a promotional thing, you know.
684. Yeah, it is a promotional thing. Speaking of Washington State, the collapse of that bridge in Washington, to fix it, you know the story from, I think it was a week or 10 days ago?
Yeah.
I think it was a truck that hit it or a boat that hit it? I've forgotten. Something hit this bridge. The state of Washington is now being asked to cough up $47 million dollars, not to fix the bridge necessarily, but to pay out people who are on the other side of the bridge, who own companies workers can't get. In some cases, there are four or five businesses that have gone a bit already. Have gone out of business because the employees, this is apparently the only way across to this island. And so what's happened in the past when jobs were lost, tax revenues were used to help people. There was a big flood there 5 years ago that shut down another section of the bridge. So this is something they're going to not only pay for the bridge, they're being asked to pay for. So the whole thing could cost like $100 million to the state. It's the Skagit River Bridge. Total economic output, 290 jobs lost so far. Wow. Tax revenue lost so far, $2.3 million. A lot of the problem is that Canada is a big trader with this area of our country. Imagine... the holidays.
Imagine being shut off.
4th of July. Yeah, I mean, you can't get across. You got to go across on a boat.
Right.
The trucks can't. They don't have the kind of ferries that apparently they bring. Anybody from Washington State know any more about this? 888-302-3684 on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, just as with people, canine and feline allergies are caused by an overreaction to a substance by the immune system. There are things you should check for. Most canine and feline allergies manifest themselves in skin irritations. At the lowest level, a dog may be the victim of a breakout scratching, meaning all of a sudden he'll stop whatever he's doing and start scratching. But here are other signs to look for. Frequent rubbing against carpet and furniture. Constant licking or chewing of the paws. Continual scratching, especially underneath the body. Inflammation of the skin, which may lead to infections and other problems. You know, it's up to you as a good pet guardian to watch your pet, notice where they seem to be itchy and where they seem to be scratching, and have a conversation with your veterinarian. However, if you've been going to the same veterinarian over and over again, and you're not getting the results you should be getting, maybe it's time for a second opinion. Maybe it's time to see a veterinary dermatologist or ask your vet to perform an allergy test. Nothing worse than watching your pet suffer with allergies when they don't have to. With the great new medications on the market that are available to you and your pet, we can all be a whole lot happier. I'll more next time. The other day, a long-time customer reminded me that the vitamins I developed, Hugs and Kisses, are now keeping a second generation of their dogs and cats healthy and looking fabulous. It's been 20 years, and back then it was a popular misconception that all the nutrients your dog or cat needed were in a high-quality pet food. That's exactly why I formulated Hugs and Kisses supplements, insisting on the finest ingredients like lecithin as the number one ingredient. And to support your pet's immune system, I formulated them with rich antioxidants. The result is softer fur and no more chewing or constant scratching. Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements help reduce shedding and promote overall wellness. With my 30-day money-back guarantee, you can be confident your pet will be soft and shiny in no time at all. People will actually compliment your pet on their shiny coat. Just read the comments on my website at thepetshow.com. Both dogs and cats love the taste of my chewable Hugs and Kisses supplements. Even picky eaters love these semi-moist nugget treats. Order your jar today. Just call the Hugs and Kisses counselors at my office at 1-
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners have their minds wide open, and open minds are inventive minds. America urgently needs new products and services to grow companies and to create new jobs. I'm Russ Weinzimmer of Russ Weinzimmer & Associates PC, a national law firm helping individuals and small companies across the U.S. As a GCN listener myself, I know this country is in deep trouble, and it's time to take action. Even if you've never worked with a patent attorney before, we will work with you to get strong, strategic protection for your invention. Just contact us for a free consultation to see if you can become a client. We are registered patent attorneys, so all consultations are completely confidential. Just go to strategicpatentlaw.com or call 800-621-3654 for your free consultation. That's 800-621-3654 or go to strategicpatentlaw.com. From your mind to the marketplace.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I have a bit of sad news. I always had respect for Frank Lautenberg. 89 years old, died yesterday. He'd been in the Senate for 5 terms. He's the last surviving World War II veteran to serve in the Senate. He founded with his family ADP, which is probably the largest firm handling computer records, payroll, automatic data processing company, became known as ADP. And when he sold it, he had a lot of money and decided he wanted to be in public service. So he ran for the Senate and was out for a while. And then he replaced somebody who, one of the senators, was involved in a scandal. Was it Menendez? Am I thinking? I remember that.
No, no, I'm not sure. I remember.
I think he went back in and served, so he's passed away.
I had a friend that used to work for him as one of his lead investigators on committees whenever they'd have to have an investigation, because Lautenberg was one of the guys that would handle some of those investigations.
Yeah.
That friend went on to become the guy from Citizens United, Dave Bossy.
Really?
Overturned your
screen. My, everybody
right,
else
yeah, the one that you love.
So he's public enemy number maybe 2 or 3.
He's a good guy.
Number one.
He's a good guy.
Everybody's got their own insight into things and what makes them tick. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Rich at DougSteffen.com or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Happy to have Rich McFadden back with us. We all hope and pray that he's going to come out smelling like a rose.
Yeah, buddy.
Doesn't smell too good now, but he'll smell better.
I took a shower.
After I did it. Very good. The ladies are gone today, so we don't have a Queen of Cheap report. I'll do the television report in a few moments. A couple of updates. In first position here, the Alliance for American Manufacturing urging the president to get tough with the new Chinese president. They're meeting this week. It was a
so unbelievable
conference call set up yesterday. The president of this group, Scott Paul, advised Mr. Obama to press the president of China on a host of issues when they meet. They're going to actually be in Southern California, I think, on, is it Thursday night, Friday? It's at the end of the week, I know that.
China is so blatant.
Oh my God!
About their
the hacking thing as much as anything else.
Hacking and theft, right. Online theft. Did you hear last week that the Australian government is building their brand new building, which is the equivalent to our FBI building, our CIA building.
The plans?
The Chinese hacked the contractor who was building the building and stole all of the plans, including where the servers will be, what kind of network they're going to use. They have everything. So the Chinese government can pretty much hack the Australian CIA.
Yeah.
Anytime they want now, before the place is even built.
So we have the same hacking going on here, so this is hardly the time to engage in the usual chit-chat. The president needs to stand up to China. They are bullies. They're belligerent. Their behavior is unacceptable. And now people can say that about America.
How an American company can have... I mean, Apple's having problems with them. How an American company can have them manufacture their products knowing that you cannot trust anybody in China farther than you can throw them?
Yep.
Because as soon as you send them, Apple's, the iPhone 6 is going to come out. All right, we need to start pre-producing this. You send it over, it's stolen already.
Well, here's another thing that I just see. This is the damnable common sense quotient. We all ought to be deeply troubled by reports that came out this week that our military, the Defense Department, has become reliant on China for some of the major components, the key components in this Hellfire missile propellant. They only can get it. It's called Lanathium, I think it's called. And then there's stuff, night vision goggles and the things, stuff that's being made for satellite communications.
What was the story that I had 2 years ago? I had a guy in here in the studios, and he was telling me the story about how there's this one mine in Utah that produces that produces this whatever it is metal that they use for stealth bombers, I think it is, and it's part of the metal that is able to make them stealth, you know, invisible to radar.
Right.
Yeah. China bought the mine.
Yeah. Right.
They own it.
Yeah, great. Good for them. In Oklahoma today, tornadoes gone, flooding, heavy rains, big problem. Oklahoma City, down in more of those areas. Kenny, didn't you tell me that this was an all-day warning? This
I believe it is, yeah.
Rain, go away.
These poor people.
Come again another day. Richie has found a story that may interest many of you. It's about a Navy SEAL. Now, on the surface, Navy SEALs, we've got a lot of them. We feel strongly about the work that they've done because they really are highly trained, they're really ready to go. But what's the controversy?
Well, the controversy is that Chris Beck, who was a decorated Navy SEAL with the Bronze Star, the Purple Heart, several tour deployments. He was actually a part of SEAL Team 6, which you remember is the SEAL team that took out Osama bin Laden.
Obama. Did I say Obama again?
You did.
Osama
Stop that.
I don't mean it. I mean, seriously, I just do.
I know. Yeah, okay. I get it.
Anyway, go ahead.
All right. So, big, tough, macho guy, right?
Right. Yeah.
Played football, rode motorcycles, war hero. Yeah. He's got a new book coming out talking about why he wanted to become a transgender female. He is now Kristen Beck.
Oh, he's no longer in the SEALs?
He retired, and after he retired, he'd said that I've been grappling with my identity for my whole life, and it was finally time that I did something about it. So, one of his former SEALs says, hey, listen, he was always a little different, but he was a cool guy. I'm sure a lot of people had the same experience, and, you know, more power to him. So, his book is coming out this week, basically telling his story.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Jesse Ventura has a book.
Yeah.
He has written, his book is called Demo Crips and Rebloodlickens. No more gangs in government.
Yeah.
God love them. All right, so Kenny.
Yes.
I am interested in this new invention that you have discovered. I don't know if you discovered it, but you know what's going on. The trees that glow at night.
Yes, this small group of scientists have a Kickstarter campaign they just started, mm-hmm. that they are trying to genetically engineer trees that glow that could replace streetlights.
So they're looking for money to start a company that will develop trees that glow.
Right.
Is that it, basically?
Yes, that's it. They've it's a really interesting idea. They've got jellyfish genes and some other sea life that they believe that they can, that they'll be able to
graft into a tree.
Use synthetic biology to create basically a new kind of tree. And it's very interesting, but there are a lot of groups, as you can imagine, who are not real excited about this. The difference, there are a lot of these kind of projects out there, but this isn't a big company. This isn't Monsanto trying to do this. These are guys who are what they're calling hobbyist scientists. They do this for fun. But
They've raised $250,000 already.
Right.
For this.
Right.
I'm torn on this.
Yeah, I am too. It's a really interesting idea, uh-huh. but you start creating new kinds of life.
Yeah, It takes off and takes over.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's the problem with Doug, the corn that you buy,
right?
Where the pollen or something may fly off and start growing somewhere else.
Well,
or,
that's the GMO corn. That
right.
No farmer wants. There was a hearing yesterday here in Massachusetts on farm bills.
But the next thing you know, there's no real corn anymore.
Right. That was the point of the hearing yesterday. There's a bill before the House and Senate in Massachusetts to label all GMO foods. Of course, Monsanto is fighting it, and the people who are for it are those who are for big farm and big business, and those who want to know what they're eating, they're on the other side of it. And it's pretty interesting to see the pressure being brought to bear on the legislative process by these people who really have their fingers in everything. Monsanto is everywhere. So, something to think about. That's good, Kenny. Thank you for that report. In a moment, a television report, including what people have had to say about Michael Douglas telling the world why he got throat cancer. That's coming up in a matter of moments. Right now, though, here's a question for you. Everybody ready for a question?
Sure.
Ready.
If you could have a bright smile in 5 minutes, would you use the product?
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a dumb question. Next question, please.
Do teeth whitening toothpaste work?
Some of them.
Mm-hmm. Are yellow teeth mostly caused by drinking too much coffee or tea?
That's a partial cause.
What do you think about whitening strips and trays?
Messy.
Why does whitening
choke
your
on
teeth,
the stuff.
Why does whitening your teeth cause a lot of sensitivity after use?
Because it basically burns the enamel off of the front of them.
If you whiten your teeth with any product, can it harm you?
Yes.
Not with any product. There's a product that doesn't harm you, Richie.
No, with some products, they use the chemicals that they use in it.
All products use chemicals except for Power Swabs.
Right.
Power Swabs, the only whitening system that has a patented detergent made from coconut oil. This formula removes the stains off your teeth so they stay white longer. Best part about Power Swabs is that it will work for you in 5 minutes. Call now for your risk-free supply. Dial 800-865-7602. 800-865-7602. This product, Power Swabs, is clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Works on bonding, veneers, caps, crowns. So try it now with my blessing. Power Swabs, risk-free deal, 800-865-7602. You certainly want to have whiter teeth. As the weather gets better, you're outside smiling and looking better is important. Enjoy yourself. Have whiter and really nice-looking teeth with Power Swabs. 800-865-7602 is the way to get the product right now.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was at night. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle was safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
I'm at
a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that defy the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
This report is brought to you by Dollar General. As part of its Everyday Heroes program in June, Dollar General, in partnership with Procter & Gamble, is saluting soldiers like Sparky Edwards, who returned home from military service to make a difference in their communities. Once an at-risk teenager, Edwards earned his GED and then entered the military with the help of a youth academy. Today, he's a devoted husband and proud father of two. He's also earning his PhD, and he's using his experience as a decorated war veteran and successful business owner to motivate at-risk teens.
I enlisted in the military because I wanted to be a part of something greater than myself and serve my country. Mentoring at-risk teens allows me to carry on that tradition and also help them by realizing their full potential.
Dollar General offers excellent career opportunities to active duty members, veterans, and their families. It's among the nation's largest retailers of top quality brands like Tide, Gain, and Downy. To learn more, visit www.dollargeneral.com/edhservice. I'm Dan Merritt.
There was 56 channels and nothing on. All right, so we have 12 and a half for the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer, back to a Friday, so it falls on me, on my broad shoulders, to tell you what's going on in the world of television.
You can die, man.
And we've decided that the Michael Douglas story isn't one that we need to tell here. Many of you have heard the story. If you haven't, go find the information somewhere else.
It's a little explicit.
Yeah, it's a little.
As to his reason he says he got.
All right, yesterday on the Wendy Williams daytime program, I have a lot of regard for her. I enjoy listening to her. I think she's kind of a character. And she always comes up with some good answers to audience members' questions. Here she answers a question about bringing a four-year-old to a faraway wedding.
My husband and I are from Louisiana, and we have a very, very active four-year-old daughter. My brother's getting married here in New York. Whole family wants her to come, but I'm afraid to bring her. Formal wedding. I need to buy my plane ticket. What should I do, Wendy?
If you left her here, who's going to watch her?
Well, I'll leave her at home in Louisiana with my mother.
Well, here's my thing, and I'm a mother, so I don't mind saying this. There's certain places that kids don't belong. Tablecloth restaurants, airplanes, airplanes when they start crying, and weddings, okay? So I would say, since you know that your four-year-old is very, very active, leave her at home. Listen, okay. Your daughter can enjoy the rest of the family for the whole weekend that you're going to be there for the wedding. The actual wedding is only one event in a whole bunch for the weekend. So leave her with your mother.
She obviously doesn't have kids.
Well, she said she did have children. So
yeah, she did say that,
yeah,
didn't she?
She said that, right. The poll that we had, Richie, I think it was it yesterday? No, it was last. Was it Monday or last Friday, I think it was. The previous judge poll, who would you like to see return to American Idol? And now that everybody seems to be focused on all of the former contestants who are probably going to be the judges next year, 51% of those who responded to the poll at DougSteffen.com said Simon Cowell. 17% said Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
11% said Paula Abdul. Let's see here. 9% said Jennifer Lopez. 8% said Ellen DeGeneres. And 6% said Cara. How do you pronounce it? Dioguardi?
Dioguardi, yeah.
All right, so.
She was good, actually.
Yep. And in case you haven't heard the story by James Lipton, He revealed
the Actors
in an
Theater
interview.
Guy.
Yeah, he's 86 years old. When he was going to school in Paris, he was a pimp, apparently. And people are finding that to be interesting. When you look at him, he's so formal and professorial. All that sort of thing. So, there's a good wrap on some of the television news as we have time. 51 after the hour.
A simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
Time on this program is spent on business, growing small businesses. You all know about how interested I am in crowdfunding. Small businesses help attract money, create jobs, and so every week here on Startup in America News, crowdfunding success stories are a part of the landscape. Here is Mike Hayes telling us that raising money online through crowdfunding has become a whole lot easier.
Okay, let's jump right into Startups in American News crowdfunding success stories. My guest today is Sam Lawrence, CEO of CrushPath.com. What a powerful communication tool to help crowdfunders across the country. Sam, what makes CrushPath different than anything out there?
You don't need a web designer or a programmer or any of that stuff. You can do it completely on your own, autonomously, just to bring some visuals together in a very cool story format that we can automatically start to match with people who would be interested in that story. And that is what helped re-level the playing field in the beginning so that these guys can start to compete on a bigger stage and have doors open for them. Today.
You know, when you said to me you were looking at the map in Rome and kind of looking at the path, I thought you were going to say, I thought of, well, it's kind of confusing. How can I create a short path, or how can I crush the path to create a short path to understanding? Because that's kind of what you've done.
You're right. It has evolved into that. And now what's really kind of come out is a way to have people who really don't want to spend time with marketing or with SEO or SEM or programmers or all this other tech stuff, just to get rid of all those buzzwords and technical chops and get their ideas and story out there in a way that quickly connects them to people who are interested. And that's where the whole name CrushPath came from, was just that short of distance between those two things.
Very good. One of the things that really struck my imagination when I spotted CrushPath was that I have been working on helping people to understand crowdfunding. funding, which is really emerging, and I think it's going to be a juggernaut very quickly. It's certainly, I think, on the verge of reaching the tipping point if it hasn't already done that. And the key is telling a good story, making a good pitch. I talk to so many crowdfunding success stories every week, and those are the folks that understand how to make a good pitch. Have you thought much about the blend of crowdfunding and CrushPath?
Absolutely, you know, and you're right. It is about that story. The problem is we've all been brainwashed into parroting each other, like mimicking each other's stories, because we think, oh, we're online, everybody's there, everybody's listening, and so we start to just kind of, you know, water down the important pieces. Even though our business might have multiple stories and multiple types of customers where we may, you know, change the story a little bit because it depends on who that customer is. And so that part is what works so well about crowdfunding is you can tell a really specific story, set an objective. It's for a really specific product and probably specific audience. You now have to start thinking about, oh, I've got to get a bunch of customers and start growing this thing. But if you have the opportunity to tell different kinds of pitches for different kinds of customers and keep the sharpness of that story, it really changes the game for your business. We see it all the time.
Boy, did you just nail it for me when you said that everybody's out there parroting each other, and as soon as you do that, you're dead in the water because you're boring. Well, you know, you fit into that little mold like everybody else. It's going to be boring. What you've done is you've allowed people and really encouraged them to tell their own story, haven't you?
That's right. You know, even when you go right into CrushPath and start with yours, we make it simple by creating some forcing functions which really help extract the story from folks. You know, you can't go on and on about yourself. There's different areas for different kinds of content. And, you know, you start to see also how other people have told their story and realize, hey, this is something I can be specific with, and I'm not using this as my all-purpose bleached story on my website. I can actually be really targeted with this thing. It's very freeing for folks.
Adam Ducharme is the creative director of Vibrant Films in San Francisco.
The thing that's been awesome about CrushPath is just it really allows me to target the different types of audiences that I'm trying to hit here in the Bay Area. I'm a filmmaker, and I'm interested in telling people stories. My background is in documentary film, and, you know, I'm passionate about telling people stories, and I've been able to leverage CrushPath to sort of get my story about the types of stories that I'm interested in telling, which for me is a lot of small businesses, a lot of tech startups, and I use CrushPath to sort of get the word out on that.
Get the word out about your own company at crushpath.com. If you have any questions about crowdfunding, just email me, mike@startupsinamericannews@gmail.com. I'm Mike Hayes. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.